Court date for bomber bandit, this time in Mount Pleasant. David Wayne Britton went before a judge today but didn't speak. He allegedly stole cash from a Comfort Inn in Hawthorne as part of a robbery spree, something he's reportedly admitted to cops. The aspiring actor, due back in court next month. A Bedford diner owner is arrested and charged with attempting to bribe a DEP inspector. Authorities say James Demopoulos did so to try to cover up ongoing septic troubles at the eating establishment. He is due back in court later this month after posting bail. If convicted, he could get as much as 7 years behind bars. Felony drug charges against three Yonkers residents after police find crack cocaine in a kitchen. The story from WFAS reporter Pampus.
Clyde Thompson, Beverly Blair, and Douglas Smith were arrested after police with a court order searched their apartment on Spruce Street. 10 grams of crack cocaine were found hidden in the kitchen. Cops also confiscated a scale. Also in Yonkers, a man living on Tuckahoe Road was busted with 33 pounds of cocaine. Earlier this week in Hartsdale, 15 pounds of heroin were found under a secret trap door in the bedroom of a home on Lytton Avenue. I'm Pam Puso, AM 1230, WFAS News.
A bit of a Westchester connection to tonight's shuttle launch. One of the astronauts is 42-year-old Nicholas Patrick. He was born in England but has lived in Rye and London. He now resides in Houston. The launch is set for around 9:35 tonight, weather permitting. WFAS News Time 6:05, road check time. Here's Craig Schenkman with WFAS Westchester Traffic.
All right, Jim, starting off in Rockland County, Thruway South, an accident on the shoulder right near exit 11. Not too bad, tap and Z as you make your way into Rockland. Quiet also on 287, delays are easing heading west. No delays for I-95 or Metro North. And your update is brought to you by Panasonic. Feel the undeniable power of Panasonic Plasma. No other big screen experience comes close. Experience the power at Panasonic.com. Panasonic, America's best-selling plasma TV, available at Circuit City. And for a check now on your forecast, we check back in with meteorologist Frank Lombardo.
Strong gusty winds arriving tonight will bring in some colder air, and temperatures will be dropping to near 20 by morning. There'll be scattered flurries and maybe a heavier snow shower tonight that could bring a few spots of dusting. Tomorrow, a leftover flurry in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, windy and cold, just getting up to 30 degrees. Clear tomorrow night, down into the teens, and partly sunny, not as cold. Saturday, 40 to 45. This is Frank Lombardo in the WFAS Weather Center.
Thank you, Frank. Right now it is 39 degrees. I'm Bob Arnum, back in about 30 minutes, but right now it's time for Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney on AM 1230 WFAS.
The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of Mind with Lippman Brooks.
Welcome back. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And tonight's guest is Tom Hay, who's the Regional Director for the Special Olympics New York Hudson Valley Region. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you very much, Bernie. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you here, Tom. And I'm sure, you know, Special Olympics is like Xerox. Everybody's heard of it. But why don't you give us an idea of how this whole thing got started?
Sure. Well, the Special Olympics is actually an international organization. There are more than 2 million athletes participating in sports programs in 150 countries around the world. In New York State, we've got about 40,000 athletes who compete year-round. And here in the Hudson Valley, our region, which is comprised of Westchester, Putnam, Dutchess, Orange, Rockland, Sullivan, and Ulster counties, we've got about 3,300. All of our athletes compete in year-round sports programs, and all of our athletes are developmentally or intellectually disabled. That means that they've either been diagnosed as being mentally retarded or having autism or some sort of cognitive learning delays. And we provide sports training and sports competition opportunities for them.
So what's the goal here? What are we trying to accomplish?
Well, actually, Bernie, it's about playing. It's about having fun, but it's more than playing games. It's more than learning how to swing a golf club or shoot a basket or swim a lap in a pool. It's about learning about life and about themselves. With Special Olympics, as I said, all of our athletes are intellectually disabled, but the focus is on their ability. It's on what they can do. Special Olympics helps our athletes, provides them an opportunity to improve their physical fitness, improve their motor skills, but most importantly, improve their own self-image and their self-esteem. They learn that they can do these things, things that come very easy to you and I and the rest of the folks out there, and get the sheer enjoyment out of it.
Now, did I hear you correctly? Did you say that they all the participants are also mentally have some form of mental disability as well as physical?
Well, they're all mentally challenged. Okay, there are athletes that do have other limitations where there are physical limitations, but one of the requirements, if you will, to be a Special Olympian is that there has to be some sort of a diagnosis of some sort of intellectual delay or developmental delay.
So somebody who is living a perfectly typical, normal life, gets into a car accident and then becomes a paraplegic, that person wouldn't qualify?
No, they wouldn't, unless, you know, there came about with that some sort of a learning disability.
Now, in this day and age, I know there's a big spectrum of what a developmental or learning disability is. Do you ever get into a situation with a family where they think that the child or individual has some type of disability, but you have to say, no, that really isn't what we're looking for?
We've had that on occasion. But there are other agencies or programs out there like the Paralympics or Wheelchair Olympics where there is an avenue for individuals with more physical limitations to compete.
All right, so that's great. So that if they don't qualify to be a Special Olympian, at least you can suggest that there are other places for them to go.
Right.
And in order to qualify, do they need to be certified by a physician? Do you review medical records?
We don't review the medical records. A lot of our athletes are referred to us through various agencies in the communities. The ARC group, Westchester ARC, we have a very good working relationship with them. Rehab programs up in Dutchess County, New Hope over in Ulster County. We also get a lot of referrals from New York State Office of Mental Retardation and Developmental Disabilities. So there are a number of avenues. The schools, BOCES provides us. We have a number of teams that participate out of some of the BOCES programs. We also have some kids who are in the mainstream who compete. We have here in Westchester County a very unique program called Pioneer Scholastic Sports League, where kids who attend, we've got 12 different school districts that participate in PSSL, and kids that are in the special needs or special learning classes, they have an opportunity to compete on a varsity level or junior varsity level for their school, where they may be precluded from participating in the typical varsity level. But we run three seasons a year. They compete in soccer, basketball, and floor hockey, I think. But we do that with 12 school districts here in the county, and it's just a great program. I mean, the kids get out to go out in the community, compete with kids from other school districts, earn varsity letters, be part of the athletic awards banquet, and they're really part of the school.
Now, the children are the athletes, are they grouped according to ability?
Yeah, we have a divisioning standard that we use when we get into competitions. Some of our athletes are a little bit higher functioning than others, and we division them according to their age, their sex, and their ability within their given sport, so that they're competing on an equal footing or an equal basis with the other athletes. We actually have some athletes, the lower functioning athletes that we have, participate in a skills or a motor activities training program where, to use an easy example for me, since I coach our athletes as well as being the regional director, I get out there and play with them, and it's great. They're some of the most courageous and determined people that I've seen. But in golf, for instance, we have a number of athletes here in the county who are actually able to get out and play. They go out and compete. They play 9-hole or 18-hole tournaments. We have other athletes that just aren't quite there yet. They aren't quite as skilled, but we have skills competitions for them where they get into the basics. So they will compete against one another in a full swing competition, a putting competition, a chipping competition, so that they're learning the skills, and then ultimately they'll evolve and move on and play out on the course. And actually with that, we also take it to another level where you've got some of our athletes that can go out and play, but they wouldn't be able to play the entire 9 or 18 holes by themselves. So we do what's called a unified program where one of our athletes plays with a non-disabled partner. And you go out and you play like an alternate shot basis. So it gives them the experience and the opportunity to get out on the course and have a positive experience in doing it.
And you basically get the referrals, or the children make application through one of the organizations that you mentioned, such as Westchester Arc?
Yeah, we work very closely with Westchester Arc. We also work with a number of the special needs rec agencies here in the county, Northeast Recreation, Southeast Rec, Norwest, and they provide the referrals. We provide the skills and the training and the program, set up all the competitions. We do here in the Hudson Valley, we've got about 50 competitions a year. So we've got something going on almost every weekend, sometimes two things going on in one weekend. As a matter of fact, this coming Sunday, if anybody's interested, you want to come down and see, we're going to be at White Plains Bowl all day. We're going to have a unified bowling tournament down at White Plains Bowl on Sunday, all day.
And how do people sign up for that?
Well, actually, the teams will nominate their athletes. They will contact our office up in Holmes, which is up in Southern Dutchess County, and then we coordinate all the teams that are going to be out there in bowling, and they just come up and play. And if somebody's interested in volunteering, they can contact the office, and we can get the necessary paperwork rolling to get volunteers. If someone wants to come out and volunteer for a day of event, like I said, we've got something going on just about every weekend. We can always use volunteers to come out and help while we're doing a program.
I'm intrigued by how the children get into competition with others of like ability. How do you group them? I mean, is it possible that somebody who's like 5 or 6 years old could be competing against somebody who's 12?
No, that pretty much wouldn't happen, Bernie. Again, we break them out by their ability and by their age. So with the older athletes, even though, you know, maybe say a 10 or 12 year old maybe skill wise the same as a 17 or 18 year old athlete, we would lump the teenage athletes together and the younger athletes together. We wouldn't necessarily put a 12 year old up against a 17 or 18 year old. But we do, prior to the competition, we'll have what we call divisioning rounds, all right, which then leads into the actual competition for the gold, if you will, for the medals.
And how often are the medals given out?
At the end of each competition. We division it such that so everybody goes home a winner. If first three places are awarded actual Olympic or Special Olympics medallions, gold, silver, and bronze, and if someone finishes, say, fourth or fifth, they get a participation ribbon and the great experience of having competed.
So there are no losers.
There's no losers.
I'm Bernie Crooks, and I'm speaking with Tom Hay, who's the Regional Director for Special Olympics, New York Hudson Valley Region, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family, and unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks, from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, and we're speaking with Tom Hay from the New York Hudson Valley region of the Special Olympics. And Tom, you mentioned about all these wonderful activities. It doesn't happen without volunteers, does it?
Oh, not at all. As I mentioned, we've got about 3,300 athletes here in the Hudson Valley, and we probably have just about as many volunteers between people who volunteer to actually work and coach with the athletes. We also have people that go out and help us raise money. One very important note about Special Olympics is that all of our programs, the training clubs, all the competitions, everything is provided to the athlete at no cost. There's no charge. There's never a charge to the athlete or their caregiver for to be involved in Special Olympics, to be part of this great organization. They can come in, they enroll, they fill out their medical and consent form. We can set them up with a training club, and they're on their way. And it's the volunteers that help us out in working directly with the athletes and in helping us raise money to put on the programs.
So let's talk about the money. If you don't charge for all these great activities and services, how do you fund it all?
Well, we have a number of fundraisers that we do. We do three walks throughout the region. We do a walk here in the spring up at FDR Park in Yorktown. We'll be doing another one up there again at the end of April in 07. Do walks up in Poughkeepsie and Kingston. One of our biggest fundraisers is a 200-mile bike ride, and we've got 78 terrific people who went out and raised a minimum of $2,000 each for the joy of riding 200 miles from Patterson to Bennington. We go from Patterson to New York to Bennington, Vermont over the course of 3 days, and these people are pedaling for our athletes. We have a couple of great sponsors that help us out, Breslin Communications Company, headquartered here in Purchase. They've been a big supporter of ours for the last 5 or 6 years. We're blessed to have them, blessed to have all the volunteers that work so hard in going out and raising the money. And we share the proceeds of that event with WARC. This is a co-beneficiary event. We both work on it, our volunteers and from Special Olympics and ARC. We also do a major golf tournament, which is sponsored by NBIA, who's also headquartered here in the county. We do that in September, and it's grown so large. It's such a great event. We do that at three clubs in September. We had nearly 400 golfers at that event. But a lot of it is donations from corporations, from individuals. We get no funding from our parent organization. It's all of our fundraising is done grassroots here within the region.
So it's all fundraising. There's no grants or any money that comes from the government.
We have a small grant which we receive through New York State from the Office of Mental Retardation and Developmental Disabilities. We do, you know, when we get a line on a grant where there's potential for us to underwrite some of our programs and sponsor our athletes. Of course, like every other not-for-profit out there, we go after that and try to make our cause. And we do get some grants, but a lot of it is the fundraising, the donations, and trying to find the money where we can.
So you mentioned some interesting activities, the bike ride, the golf outing. How do people find out more information about these activities?
Well, they can contact our regional office. I can give you the number. Okay, the number up at the regional office. We're located in Holmes, New York, which is up in southern Dutchess County. And the number up there is 845-878-9722. Or you could drop an email to me. It's thaythay@nyso.org. And we, like I said, we can always use volunteers if you're interested in participating in any of the fundraising events we've got going on. Let me put another plug in for another fundraiser we've got going on. In March, we're going to be doing a polar plunge. And this is, we're working with the law enforcement community. We've got a lot of good support from law enforcement here in Westchester County, Westchester County Police, Yonkers Police Department. We've got good support from Town of Poughkeepsie Police. It's going to be up at the Sharp Reservation up in Fishkill at Camp Moriah. And this will be the ninth year that we've done it. Last year we had 85 people plunge into, that must have been, it wasn't quite frozen, so the water must have been just above 32 degrees.
Better try it in January.
Oh, I wouldn't go there in January. But we've got a polar plunge coming up, and we're trying to get some team competitions going on. We've got some high schools involved in this, and we'd like to get some more high schools involved and see who can raise the most money and have the most people be brave enough to plunge in the water.
And if people want to find out more general information, the website?
The website, you could go to the New York State Special Olympics. It's NYSO.org. On the homepage, there'll be a map of New York State that outlines the various regions. There are nine regions throughout the state. Click on the one down the lower right-hand corner, the purple one. That's the Hudson Valley region. You'll pick up our regional homepage and can find out everything that's going on and get involved.
And that raises a good point, Tom. I know from time to time many of our listeners may receive information and solicitations from the National Special Olympics, which is certainly a worthy organization in its own right. But if they give money there, it's not going to be utilized locally. Is that right?
That's correct. That goes to help support national programs and the international programs that go on. Another highlight, every 2 years, Special Olympics International hosts World Games, where athletes from all over the world get together to compete either in Winter Games or in Summer Games. Special Olympics International underwrites that entire program. We here in the Hudson Valley have been very fortunate in that back in February of 2005, we sent athletes to Nagano, Japan to compete in the 2005 World Games for Special Olympics. We sent a skier from Westchester County, Debbie Dempsey, who came home with three medals, and we also sent our floor hockey team from Northeast Special Recreation. They came home with a gold. They did it. They brought it home. This year, coming in 2007, Northeast will again be representing not only the Hudson Valley, but also all of New York State. They will be going to Shanghai, China to compete in softball in World Games. So we wish them well and know they'll do us all proud and do themselves proud.
So if our listeners want to make a donation and they want to ensure that it's the funds are utilized locally, who exactly would they make the check out to?
They could make that out to Special Olympics New York, Hudson Valley Region. Okay, and if they wanted to send it along, I can give you the address on that. They can send it to P.O. Box 744 up in Holmes, that's H-O-L-M-E-S, New York, 12531.
And they have to specify Hudson Valley region.
That would be helpful, yes.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. We're speaking with Tom Hay from the Special Olympics New York Hudson Valley chapter, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back. I'm Bernie Crooks, speaking with Tom Hay, the Regional Director for the Special Olympics New York Hudson Valley Region. And Tom, let's get back to these very special employees and volunteers you have. And I assume you have employees and volunteers?
Yes, we've got a staff of six here that coordinate all the programs for the Hudson Valley. But then the bulk of the programs are coordinated or are actually carried out by the volunteers.
And the volunteers, how do you find them?
Well, in a lot of cases, they find us. They will call the office and say they've had some experience in working with Special Olympics or in working with special needs populations, and they're interested in doing something more. We do go out to the schools. A lot of our coaches, our teachers within the school systems, within the agencies. People from the community that have their own children with special needs that want to help out and do something more for them.
Well, that's an interesting point. Is it common or uncommon for the volunteer to have some type of personal connection?
I think it's very common. Actually, this is how Special Olympics got started almost 35 years ago. By Eunice Kennedy Shriver, obviously everyone's aware of the connection with the Kennedy family and special needs populations. And I think Mrs. Kennedy Shriver's involvement in that helped to spur a lot of parents to say, I want to do this. Most of our athletes, their parents were very, very directly involved, not only in actually coaching the programs, but also in helping to raise the money. So it is a common factor.
And if somebody's interested in helping out, how do they apply?
Well, they could contact our regional office again. We do periodic coaches training clinics. In the clinics, of course, there's an application form that needs to be filled out. That is then sent up to our state office. Our state office then runs a background check on each one of the individuals who apply. Then they can attend a coaches training clinic where we do a